We go to the bottom of the second now. 2-0. The Rockies are ahead of the L.A. Dodgers as Ubaldo Jimenez will face in the bottom of the second the 5, 6, and 7 Dodgers. That's Jay Gibbons, Casey Blake, and then Matt Kemp. Rockies with a 2-0 advantage. Mark Sweeney to my right. I'm Russ Langer in a beautiful night at Dodger Stadium. Beautiful Friday evening. Tomorrow's a day game, as is Sunday, as the series will continue. And Jimenez getting to work on Jay Gibbons. Gibbons, one of those really good stories. Been around a long time, had some good years with the Orioles, and he regressed to the point where he was in a pennant ball for a while. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, that's a strike. Good pitch. And the count 0-1, and he was at Albuquerque most of the year. Produced very well there, and now here he is again.
Well, hitting .347 with 19 home runs in AAA is going to make some eyes open, especially at the big league level.
Fastball's high. The count evens at 1-1. Gibbons, since the call-up, is at an even .300 with 5 home runs. 15 batted in, and his slugging percentage is .600, so he's made the most of those hits. Here's the pitch. Fastball. That's whacked into center field for the first Dodger hit. Fowler moves toward right center to scoop it up and get it back in. And Jay Gibbons really turned that pitch around.
Well, what a great story, like you said. But this is an opportunity with Scotty Pasednik with a foot injury, having the time to get some at-bats, because this is an important time. They're out of the playoff race pretty much, but this is a time where Joe Torre and also Don Mattingly, who's been named the manager for next year, this is the evaluation time, and Jay Gibbons is really opening some eyes at the big league level. He's had success here before. It's been a while. It's a real good story, and plus he's showing it at this level as well.
And now here is Casey Blake hitting .251. He's hit 15 home runs, knocking in 59. Fastball near the knuckles on the inside. Ball one. One ball to no strikes. Two runs on a hit for the Rockies. No runs, one hit, one error for the Dodgers. We're in the bottom of the second. And Gibbons, not much of a threat to go anywhere, takes a cautious lead off first with Todd Helton holding a corner on him over there. One ball and no strikes. And that fastball jumps in there at the knees. One ball and one strike on Casey Blake.
Well, much like I talked about Kuroda with Jimenez, if you're on first base, you have to watch for the balls in the dirt. They're going to have to advance, try to steal some runs, because he's not going to give up multiple hits in the game in every inning, especially with the stuff that he has. So you got to look to manufacture runs.
Fastball's a strike, 1-2. So I would think in a situation like this, facing a fellow like Jimenez, for that exact reason, Mark, getting a good secondary lead is especially important.
Yeah, you don't have to be a base stealer to advance bases. You have to be smart and anticipate, and that's what Jay Gibbons' job is to do. It's reminded by Mariano Duncan, the first base coach, and also the third base coach in Larry Boa.
There's a bouncer past the mound towards short, picked up by Tulowitzki on the run. He wings one over to first base in time to get Blake. On the play, Gibbons takes second. Looked like Jimenez might have played a backhand that ball, but missed it, and that created a chance for Tulowitzki, made a good play.
Well, outstanding play by Tulowitzki, because it was a jam shot off the bat of Blake, and it hit the mound, so it caused a different spin. Tulowitzki comes in with a short hop, comes up, and really does a good job. We talk about offensive prowess and that he has. Defensively, he is a real good shortstop out there, as you saw on that play as well.
Gibbons at second, one out. 2-0 Rockies in the bottom of the second. And the batter is Matt Kemp, stepping in now with an average of .248, 22 homers and 74 runs batted in. Jimenez staring in at Olivo. Now he's motioning for Olivo to come out there and visit with him for a little chat. So Olivo goes chugging out there. I also spoke with Kemp briefly before tonight's game, and obviously, like a lot of people, Kemp is disappointed with a lot of the things that have gone on, particularly with regard to his batting average. But he's looking to finish strong. He's hitting .248, 22 homers, 74 runs batted in.
Well, what I love about Matt Kemp, he's played in 189 consecutive games. You know, with the struggle, sometimes it's easy to take a day off.
There's a foul ball at the plate, strike one.
It's easy to take a day off when you're struggling, but to see the consistency in him playing that many games straight gives me the luxury of understanding this guy really wants to be out there. You can go through struggles, and everyone's going to go through struggles in the career. It's going to make you a better player to understand how you get out of them. So that's the important part of Matt Kemp going through the end of this season, finishing up strong, taking into the offseason, and coming back next year and having another phenomenal year, much like last year.
He certainly hasn't struggled that much against Jimenez. He's 9-for-27 lifetime with a home run and only 4 strikeouts. You strike out 4 times in 27 at-bats against Jimenez. That's a badge of honor. Here's the 0-1. And Kemp takes it low and away, backhanded by Olivo. One ball and one strike.
And I think that's the reason why Olivo went out there with the base open. You have Jay Gibbons at second base, the base open at first. Be smart here, because this is one of the guys in the lineup that has given Jimenez some problems. So that's what you want to say. You don't have to make a great pitch. You can make a lot of two-strike pitches here with Matt Kemp on board.
Here's the 1-1. Fastball driven to right field toward the line. Gonzalez on the move will not get it. The ball will bounce and go into the corner. Gibbons will score, and now Gonzalez has trouble with it, so Kemp wants three. Here he comes. Here comes the relay by Young. He slides. He's in there. The ball gets away, backed up by Jimenez. Scoring on the play is Gibbons, and the Rockies now lead it by a score of 2-1.
Well, you say numbers don't lie. That's a great piece of hitting by Matt Kemp, and that's something that might get him out of it. A triple down to right field. Carlos Gonzalez has a tough time. It's a tough outfield to play, especially around those corners. But the speed really hurt. Eric Young Jr. bobbles it a little bit. Matt Kemp comes up with a triple. Big hit by the Dodgers there.
On the television replay, which we are privy to up here, we can see that Kemp was at about three-quarter speed going around first base. But once he had an inkling that he could make third base, he was gone.
Well, those strides that Matt Kemp have, that's what you want to talk about. All the tools that he has, everyone in the Dodgers organization and in baseball want to see him put together. And as a younger player, sometimes those don't always come together, and that's why he's going through the struggles. Hopefully all those five tools that he has really come together and he can have a phenomenal year.
A.J. Ellis, the Dodger catcher, batting right-handed, takes a fastball that crowds him inside, ball one. 1-0, Ellis at 2-11, no homers, 11 runs batted in. Kemp triples in Gibbons. Kemp, the tying run, stands off third base with his hands on his hips, waiting as Ellis, a good contact hitter, but not much power for a guy his size. The pitch is taken low and outside in the count, two balls and no strikes.
Well, tough situation for Ellis here. You got a base open. You got the pitcher hitting behind you with one out. Much like I talked about Matt Kemp with a base open, you're going to get a lot of two-strike pitches here by Jimenez. Try to get A.J. Ellis to get out of the strike zone. A.J. Ellis has never faced Ubaldo Jimenez.
2-0, and the pitch. Ellis takes a fastball up and away. Ball three, 3-0.
As a hitter, you want to look for a certain location in these situations and try not to get out of that location until you have two strikes.
Three balls and no strikes now. For Matt Kemp, by the way, his sixth triple and his 75th RBI. Ellis looks at a strike, and the count is 3-1.
Just to get me over 97-mile-an-hour fastball.
You don't hear those words in the same sentence too often. Three balls and a strike to count. Kemp stands off third. Of course, he runs very well. The 3-1 to Ellis, and he hits a ground ball up the middle into center field for a base hit. Kemp scores, and the game is tied at two on a base hit by A.J. Ellis.
You know, in my mind, it's a great piece of hitting by A.J. Ellis, but a bad mistake by Jimenez. You really didn't have to pitch to him there, because you're looking at Kuroda with an 0.29 batting average coming in a situation you know you don't have to fear Kuroda. Really a bad pitch, a 3-1 pitch. It was easy to handle, but great piece of hitting by A.J. Ellis.
At 0.29, he has trouble with those get-me-over pitches at 77, let alone 97. So now Kuroda up there to bunt, squares, and bunts it right in front of the plate, picked up by Olivo, who fires to second base, and the ball goes into center field, backed up by Fowler. Ellis safe at second. The Dodgers catch a big break there, because otherwise that might have been a double play with Kuroda running.
Yeah, bad play by Olivo. He came out. It was actually a bad bump by Kuroda right in front of the plate. Olivo comes out, rushes the throw, which he really didn't have to with A.J. Ellis running. Throws it in with a little tail towards second base into the runner. Goes out to center field. Both runners are safe, first and second.
So Ellis at second, Kuroda at first. Part of the reason the Rockies got their two runs in the first inning was because of a Dodger miscue in the field. And now the Rockies return the favor. A poor throw by Olivo. And so Ellis now at second, Kuroda at first base. And here's Rafael Furcal. One out, bottom of the second. The game is now tied at two. Jimenez stretches. And the pitch. Fastball high and outside. Ball one. 1-0.
Well, Russ, Rafael Furcal's had a tremendous year. The problem is keeping him on the field. He's had those back problems. And it really is. It's tough because he's getting up there in age, in baseball age, if you want to say. But having those plays and having that bat back makes it difficult.
Chopper to short, charge by Tulowitzki. He fires to first base in time to get for a call. On the play, Ellis takes third base. Kuroda ends up at second, two down. For call struck out in the first inning, so he is now 0 for 2. And the batter, Ryan Terrio, nice play again by Tulowitzki. They flashed an error on the board for the Rockies, so apparently the Kuroda bunt was, I'm guessing, a sacrifice E2. Ellis now at third, Kuroda at second base, two down. And here's Ryan Terrio, who grounded out to second. The stretch here by Jimenez in the pitch. Fastball, that's high and inside, ball one. One ball to no strikes.
Well, Ryan Terrio with 16 at-bats against Jimenez, 6 for 16 at a 375 clip. That's pretty good, too, with a base open. Like I said, this is a situation where, yes, you got Andre Ethier on deck, but, you know, he's had success against Jimenez.
There's a ground ball up the middle to his left is Tulowitzki. He scoops it behind the bag and fires onto Helton in time to get Terrio. Well, the good news for the Dodgers, they score two runs and tie the game. The bad news is Troy Tulowitzki's defense prevented even more damage. Now, the Dodgers tie it, though, two runs in the inning on three hits, one error, and two Dodgers left. And at the end of two, the game is tied at two.